Step 1. Investigating regional danger ratings. If regional avalanche danger is rated high or extreme, conditions are generally serious on a broad scale. Intermediate-level decision makers should be extremely cautious in attempting to assess local exceptions. Seeking out local advanced decision makers for guidance and advice is strongly recommended. If expert guidance is not available, intermediate decision makers should use the evaluator to make informed decisions and leave a large margin for error. Sticking to very simple terrain that has low consequence, these are great ski hill pow days. If regional avalanche danger is rated considerable, there is likely significant spatial and sometimes temporal variation in avalanche danger. Temporal variation is changes over time. Think daytime warming or weather changing throughout the day. Some areas will likely have greater danger than considerable and others less. It is often difficult for regional forecasters to identify with certainty when or where local exceptions and variations may exist. Intermediate decision makers with extensive local experience may be able to effectively investigate local exceptions. If regional danger is rated low or moderate, there is usually little significant spatial variation in avalanche danger. Temporal variability is possible, especially in the spring with our freeze-thaw conditions. Intermediate level decision makers can often effectively investigate local exceptions using the guidelines provided below.